sir.
Of course, but I don't know.
Another way to do it.
Another way to do it, of course.
cigarette and had another dog. That's another way to take the offensive body. The only other thing is if you can't make a statement, you hunker down and say, well, we're going to fight it all summer. Then you're going to have to attack somebody to launch. That's where you cannot allow a situation to be one where the committee is doing nothing to be fair. You've got to attack the committee for politics, for leadership, and not say, we've offered this information. You've got that story out. Coming back to that, what's the matter with the committee? They want the facts, why don't they ask for them? They're just being stubborn. They want it done their way. Well, it's going to be done the right way. Well, that's the way I did it. They're insisting on it only their way. Their way would very seriously infringe upon a constitutional principle that the president is sworn to uphold. Center through it. Everything you do, you can tell them early on that everything in Boston, and they're peddling that anyway, aren't they? The Boston early bunch.
For sure. We've got problems. I've seen that in the family of his keys now. It's like we're defending the guy that bought out a bit more than the issue. I've got the promise of it.
One thing, and incidentally, you might check, or have the Boston bunch check. You remember, you don't know, famous 5% of cases. And, Secretary Rogers, defense also, you were told. Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you don't need to query the lawyer to put through the defense, but that's part of the money. Correct. he wouldn't come off the first group. He wanted to wait for me when I was one. Anyway, Dent and Reiser are both going into the English Long Circle that I can put up. And I said, if you say it is important for the British, 75% of us will support it. And he said, we've always talked about it. So they were talking about it. Well, they finished it. So I said, well, now what about the story? So about the dust and so forth. And they told me about some of their heart. And I said, well, that's their answer. It was the dust and so forth. Well, I think we can do pretty well on the Republican side. We can say that we're increasing that amount. I took 43 buildings, and I hit them on both the vets and in Vietnam. And I think we can get maybe 38 of them on that. That's a good start. The thing I'm concerned about, basically, frankly, are some of them. And then the weather here, about is the more partisan people who think we're rigging it. Now that's what's at stake here. That's what's at stake there. No. You don't think so? Because of what you said. Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I made it again, you know, in January of 1971, the January 25th speech, but it was all about that. Good example. The other thing I was going to ask you, just on a very technical matter, is Steve was asking me about the OAS thing. And as you know, I'm getting if you feel that we're not going to work it out, how do you feel about it? It comes, what I mean is, it's the gesture to Latin America. The problem is, you're going to go to Latin America, and I'm not, of course, and I don't have any Latin on at this point, but we might probably get on the call. And then I got your note about the other, you know, like the 11-8, we're going to have to get in there sometime. We got to get taller. And what we're really doing, we're running about, you see, we've got Brown now, Bill, and we've got Brown, we've got the Italians, we've got the Japanese, and then Hulu's going to be running all over. I'm not going to do a dinner in Hulu, but I'm going to do a dinner. Certainly no, I would say this, I think with some other ones we can have it, but not if we get the state, but then they can just come for an appointment, and the dinner at night is not all that much of a problem. But if you have to have the welcoming ceremony and all that crap, that shoots a day. Yeah. But the OAS, the only thing that occurred to me is a gesture to the lack of being so much, and if you think we mean it, how long time I've seen Santa Maria, well, that's a lot. I don't know.
suppose the two are serious bonds. One is...
We did have a bond. It was basically a bond to choose a crime.
That's a different thing, right? Two ways, obviously. One is to corner that. The other is to...
And let him bring it up.
The other is to cross the bridge of, say, the chicken with the respiratory emotion. See, this is what we got into in that lean letter yesterday.
I know.
Once even you say, we say that Dean saw Segretti in Miami, then you have a whole series of that. But if we cross the bridge, it really isn't
that difficult.
Now, but if that is done, then I think going to be all the way to the other option. That is done. There's not that much there to reveal. But from the standpoint of the impression, the building impression of the funds, I think would require some final statement by the president, which states that whatever took place, you know, in this type of activity, although there was no legality to it and so forth, that it is not something that belongs to
the other. That is something that I would rather do rather than going out and grabbing around the television industry.
I know.
I would think that that should just be a letter to the
general. It could be.
That's right. I would say, now, you're hearing to begin. Say what we would do, we will furnish all information, we will do this and that and the other thing, based on the report of Mr. Dean, here's the situation, and I see it, period. Whack.
Now, to take even Bob Holman, who's coming, the truth is not that bad, because the fact of the matter is, let's say that Bob did know that she was spreading emotion. Not a bad thing at all.
What's the difference in the church?
Now,
again,
fine. Now, but although he did not know it was spreading, this thing was put in motion. Now, when did it come to a head? When the Watergate thing, which Schwarzenegger had supported now and been convicted about it, that made everyone say, now wait a minute. That's bad. People should be convicted on that. Well, let's make sure nothing else about the other thing is going on. Then there was an examination of the operation and all those things were stopped. Now, and separated from the Watergate. Because if you do send a letter saying that Jim was writing a motion for everything, other factors, if there's not a stopgap put on it, but there's a final statement by you, then they would just eat away with this, eat away at us, I'm thinking, yeah, based upon the information I'm getting, it's
not so great. Do you think I should cover that?
Well, I don't even know.
If I send a letter that you have to cover, see, it could, that you would have to say, it could be a final letter to the council.
Not only in relation to Dean, but in relation to the whole activity, and he could be responding or sending a letter on your instructions.
Instructions to the President, I have directed you to furnish you all the information that I have. Here it is. I will let answer further questions that you may submit.
And then the President
instructed that,
or directed this to be booked. And the initial point of deal is all down the Dean standpoint at your direction, then following that at some point, you would ask the President to respond to the final response, which would be on the ground. Which would mean that was covered in Mr. Dean's letter, there was no impropriety, there was a bad judgment. The bad judgment, of course, is something that is unfortunate, and maybe the bad judgment on the other side. That's right. But you could make that point to your team. And maybe put something positive in the motion to make sure that it's that scenario, of course, is the
we ever gotten out to my ground and we were so circumspect about controlling all the kinds of demonstrations and so forth and so forth against the spot. Never shot it down. That was when Mike got that order and Frank said, I don't know about him. I don't know about him.
Here's your the other thing, again, we're going through scenarios in the discussions that we have, is it also a matter of time in terms of when this should be dealt with, assuming that it's going to be dealt with on some point in the next 2 or 3 years. Isn't it far better to have it dealt with now at the early stages of the second term than it is in 1950, at 1970, 4 or 5, I'm looking for it to be roughly 5, and to have something like that, everything that we're going to achieve, and will be achieved tomorrow, or whatever, so.
Well, I agree with you. John's grand jury package was the immunity to them. They were very let's take the grand jury without him. Yes. very general understanding. I don't want to get all that content specific, but I'm thinking of far more general terms, having in mind the fact that the problem is specific or you're going to disprove this one or that one or that one. If you disprove something, you disprove it all. If you make it quite general, your investigation indicates this man is not this, this man is not this, this man did do that. You're going to have to say that. That has to be said, and so forth, and under the circumstances of the when you do this, to give some weight to that, if you attach as an appendix a list of the FBI reports to which you had access, interview with Kalmbach, interview with Segretti, interview with Chapin, interview with whoever. So the president at some later time is in a position to say, I rely on the cooperative evidence that we need. That's right. It also helps the Gray situation because it shows the use made of the FBI report by you in reporting to the president. You can say in there, yes, I was had access to reports for the purpose of carrying out your instructions to find out who that is true. I've asked your man, I've asked the Honduras, and I've all heard you report to the bullet. Probably not as much as I'm talking about context at this point. But I think maybe the president's in a stronger position later, and the presidency is in a stronger position later. If he can be shown and justifiably rely at this point in time.
Well, there's the argument now that the new credibility is in question. There's also greater, maybe I shouldn't do it.
Well, and this will rehabilitate your credibility. Now, as a matter of fact,
John, I don't think your credibility is much.
Sure, you're under attack, but they want you up there to testify.
I don't think it's the credibility they want you to testify.
I would not be too sensitive about that. I think that you could make a hell of a good impression.
Beyond that, you can help your participation in the interviews by saying, in addition to having seen the FBI synopsis, you were present at the time of the interview. A number of the witnesses, and you yourself conducted interviews.
Others said, I conducted interviews with the following people. I'm just trying to put out
turn all that into a puzzle.
Absolutely, yeah.
But you're doing this in furtherance of your role.
And also that you, there's been such a lot of crap put out about what you have done. And without referring to the crap, without being a bit defensive about it.
Basically says it's an oral report. You can put the thing that Dean has kept you posted from time to time.
on this thing as the road becomes clearer and so forth. You have asked him now to summarize those into an overall summary.
Overall summary, and I make the report available there. Very public. I offer the Urban Committee, I'd say there, Senator Urban, I said your ears were reported before your ears, we have a free access. And as I have said previously, any questions that are not answered here, my members of the White House staff, they will be directed to answer any informal formal basis. Well, we brought by the five before, so he said formal and informal statement.
Well, I suppose you did it as, and you did it as to the burglary, and you did it as to
regretting.
And you made some passing reference to money.
Correct.
And then you send her up there. That also goes on blows at some time. Our position on that is that I was an investigator. We was sent out to do an investigation on Ellsberg. When we discovered what he was up to, we stopped it. Now, I suppose I left Ellsberg out as an illegal search and certain seizure that may be sufficient. At least for a mistrial, if not for a
damn near true, yeah.
Pardon? That case about finished. That was on a while, yeah. Yeah, mistrial after a conviction. Yeah. Well, let's suppose that occurred. That was a national security situation. I exercise bad judgment. I think it's arguable that he should never have been permitted to go to the committee after that episode. Having reflected on his judgment that way. But beyond that, the question is, did we authorize it? Did we compel the county council board of that
county? And that's that part. Getting back to this,
John,
you still sort of tilted the panel on it yourself.
I stand in this conversation.
Right, that is probably
the
That's what he's talking